a half, and I thank you very much for tuning in.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Ooh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Hello, this is Bucky Pizzarelli, and you're listening to Anything Goes with Lise Avery. Good choice.
Yeah, and Miss Diane Reeves. And have yourself a merry little Christmas from her brand spanking new album, Christmas Time Is Here, on the Blue Note label. And Diane Reeves is recognized as one of jazz's preeminent vocalists. She's a Grammy Award winner and is one of the significant singers in jazz. While her singing is steeped in tradition, her rhythmic virtuosity and improvisational ease are breathtaking. And she has won the Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal Album for each of her past three records. In the Moment, Live in Concert, The Calling, celebrating Sarah Vaughan, and A Little Moonlight, making her the only singer in any genre to have achieved the consecutive Best Album trifecta, if you will. And she's just put out this wonderful, wonderful Christmas Time Is Here album, which I, in my opinion, is destined to be a holiday classic. And she's going to be performing at the Blue Note in the Village the end of this month through December 5th. And we are pleased and privileged to welcome Diane Reeves to Anything Goes. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am just fine. And I thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us here on Anything Goes. And I got to say, I listened to this album yesterday, and I found that it has clean lines. Do you know what I mean by that? It really, the purity of the songs and the intent of the songwriters is really right there.
Oh,
and
good.
I just thought it was terrific work on your part. Also, beautiful work on, if you'd like to name some of the musicians that helped you out on this, and then we'll, I'd love to get some of their names out there,
well,
too.
Well, the soloist on the last song was Homero Lubombo on guitar, who's fabulous.
Yeah, fabulous.
We've recorded a lot of records together.
Mm-hmm.
But my trio is there. It's Peter Martin on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Greg Hutchinson on drums.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the wonderful Joe Locke on the vibes playing, and Steve Wilson plays beautiful saxophone solo. So it's a really special record.
It is a very special record. I agree. Now, a number of these guys are going to be with you when you play the Blue Note on Sunday, November 30th through December 5th. Long, long gig, Diane.
I know. I haven't done the Blue Note in years. But I was really anxious to perform the music of this Christmas album because you only have a short time that you can perform it, you know, during the holidays. So we're going to be at the Blue Note celebrating Christmas.
Well, and you will, and I see that you'll be there with Peter Martin on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, Greg Hutchinson on the drums, and Romero Lubombo on the guitar.
Yeah.
And how did you choose the songs for this Christmas album? There are so many Christmas songs to choose.
Well, there are some that are just, you know, the favorites of a lot of people, like the Christmas song, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But then we found some really some other songs that had been done a long time ago that I remembered, and just kind of gave them, dusted them off, and gave them a new face. And one of my favorite songs on the record is a song that was arranged by Nicholas Payton, which is the Carol of the Bells, because it swings so hard. And, you know, growing up in school, we used to, that was our favorite song as a choir. You know, junior high school through high school, you sing that song.
Is that so? That's it. Okay. Where did you grow up, Diane Reeves?
In Denver, Colorado.
In Denver, Colorado. You are tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to jazz vocalist Diane Reeves about her brand new album on the Blue Note label, Christmas Time Is Here, as well as her gigs, her upcoming gigs at the Blue Note. You can catch Diane at the Blue Note, which, of course, is located at 131 West 3rd Street in the Village. You knew that, right? Tuesday,
yes.
Sunday, not you, Diane. I figure you know where your gig is. Tuesday, Sunday, November 30th through December 5th. Two sets. Right? Is that right? 8 o'clock
that's
and
right,
10:30?
Right.
Sometimes they lie to me on these releases, Diane, so I always like to check.
Correct.
Okay. The number for reservations or information is 212-475-8592. And how long have you been compiling the material for this Christmas album, Diane?
Well, you know, every Christmas you're listening to different things, and I think just went back and just found my favorite Christmas songs. A while ago, I had recorded, very long time ago, the Christmas Waltz. And when I brought it to Romero, he changed it up and made it like a somber reggae tune in three, which is really, really nice. So these are all songs that, you know, I've loved and over the years, and decided it was time to do a Christmas record and recorded them. So it wasn't hard to find them.
I can understand that. And did you felt like it was time to record a Christmas album to memorialize some of your favorite tunes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to say that I thought that this was really the kind of thing that I could sort of imagine people putting on in their CD player and letting it play while they were having their holiday festivities, because it just sort of, it has a couple of different grooves, but it sort of fits in.
Right, it's kind of comfortable. I mean, you know, at Christmas time, I'm always listening to the music, you know, while I'm cooking or entertaining guests, you know, all kinds of things. And we wanted it to have that, you know, comfort place, you know, for everybody, you know, so that they could put it on whenever, in the morning, whatever.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think you absolutely, it's interesting that that was one of your goals, Diane, because I think you have absolutely succeeded in that. And, you know, later on you can put on Motown Christmas or something like that. That's what I do when I'm rowdy.
Right, exactly.
And you're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We're talking to Diane Reeves. And tell us about the Blue Note gigs. You're going to be obviously performing cuts from Christmas Time Is Here. You're going to be playing other material as
well?
Yeah,
we'll be doing other material and things, some new things that we've been working on. So, you know, it's just, I'm looking forward to it, because when you know, work like that, you know, it's consistent, like every night, two shows a night.
Yeah.
All kind of magical things happen, and I'm with a group of musicians that I really love, and we really feel comfortable together, so anything goes.
Hey, thank you very much. I always appreciate a plug. That's a good thing. It's also a wonderfully small space to see you in, because generally people see you in larger halls. So that's
nice intimate space, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, you can get down and dirty with Diane Reeves at the Blue Note, Sunday, November 30th through December 5th. Now, if for some reason we're out of town that period of time, Diane, you got other gigs you want to tell us about or other projects that we can look forward to?
Well, I'm going to be in Los Angeles at the Walt Disney Concert Hall.
Oh.
And we'll be performing a lot of this music with a small group and also with orchestra.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be there on December 18th and 19th.
December 18th and 19th. Okay,
yeah.
Now do you...
And after that, we have our Christmas holiday.
You mean that means you actually take
We're
the holiday off?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that, because you actually mentioned that in the stuff you that was issued along with this press release. So can you stick around for about another 5 minutes, Diane?
Yes,
I'd like to play another cut from your album, Christmas Time Is Here. I've got cut number 3 queued up, another Christmas classic, the namesake of the album. And if you'd like to set it up, that would be awesome.
Well, this is my favorite song. You know, this is a song for adults and children alike. This is a song that we all always heard in Charlie Brown Christmas, and thought it was important to do.
Isn't that amazing? Our generation that associates it with the Charlie Brown Christmas, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Diane. We've got Diane Reeves on the line talking about Christmas Time Is Here, and here is the title track from that album on the Blue Note label. We'll talk to Diane Reeves a little bit more here on Anything Goes in just a minute, so don't even think of moving. I'm Lise Avery. 10:26 is the time.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the
Miss Diane Reeves and the title track from her brand new album, Christmas Time is Here, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We are talking to Diane Reeves about Christmas Time is Here. Diane, it says here that you produced this album as well, or co-produced it.
Yes, Peter and I did, because, this is something, this music, we've been arranging music and doing this for some time, and we thought, well, you know, we could just go in and do it ourselves.
What is the, for those of us who are not familiar with exactly what a producer does on an album, what other role did you play other than the vocalist?
Well, the major thing is really putting together arrangements for the songs,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that they, you know, sonically are correct. And we had a really wonderful engineer with us in the studio, but just making sure that they really, really come across the way that we want them to, you know, in the studio, because the live setting is much more free and you can do a lot of different things and things are in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're producing a record, you want the things to be very clear and to the point so people can get what they need to get from the song in like 3 minutes or 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. When you go into the studio, Diane, do you have the musicians lay down the tracks before you do the vocals, or do you do the vocals with them? How does that work?
Oh, no, I've always recorded live in the studio. It's better for me because then the energy of the song, the dynamics, all of the very subtle things that are supposed to happen in the song are there, because we're reacting off one another.
Yeah, there's actual eye contact.
Yeah.
It's one of the primary differences, one of the major differences between jazz and pop and the way that it's
right.
recorded. So how many recording hours did it take to put down Christmas Time is Here?
Well, it didn't take long. We were in the studio for about a week, and we got everything that we needed. And then we went away and started mixing and mastering, and we had it in about 3 weeks' time.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty fast. That's really fast. So, I want to thank you, Diane, for calling in to Anything Goes, and I wish you the best of luck with Christmas Time is Here. It really is a fine and lovely album. You know, Christmas albums, I think a lot of people have many of them, but this one, it just really would make a splendid addition to anybody's collection, in my opinion.
Well, thank you very much, Lee.
And once again, you can catch Diane live in person and up close at the Blue Note. Yeah. And then tell her you heard her on Anything Goes. She's going to be at the Blue Note on Sunday, the 30th of November, which is next Sunday, not this this Sunday, December 5th through December 5th. She's got two sets, 8 and 10:30, and you can log on to bluenote.net, not .com, bluenote.net, or give them a call at 212-475-8592. Thank you so much, Diane.
Thank you.
It was
very
a pleasure
much.
To talk to you. Have a great,
gig. Happy holidays.
Well, thank you so much, and you as well. You're going to be spending it with your family this year,
huh? Absolutely, yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. You need to do that every once in a while.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Diane. Have a great holiday.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And now here on Anything Goes, well, Miss Diane Reeves, and everybody's telling me, hey, Lise, it's Hoagie Carmichael's birthday. Well, yeah, I know that. And here's Ray Charles.